welcome you aboard, a brilliant lady. She is the newest ladyship in our fleet of four.
Virgin Voyages staff welcome about a dozen representatives from the city, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and local organizations as they board the 912-foot red and white cruise ship, the Brilliant Lady. It's the inaugural port call for the adults-only cruise line and is marked by shared champagne, speeches, and the exchange of plaques.
Virgin Voyages as a company is fairly young, and then this is the first time they've ever entered the Alaskan market.
That's Sitka's tourism manager, Judson Rusk.
This is the first ship in Alaska, and it's the first time to Sitka, so this is a first on a lot of fronts.
Virgin Voyages is a relatively new company, an extension of the multi-billion dollar Virgin Group and Bain Capital. Their first ship was built in 2021, the Brilliant Lady in 2025. And they pride themselves on not being, quote, your average cruise line. Jill Stoneberg, the company's senior director of sustainability, says for one, kids aren't allowed. Second, she says they want to give back to the communities they visit by volunteering with local organizations like Sitka Trailworks. Third, they want their guests to feel connected to the places they visit, so they've recently welcomed on board a full-time naturalist to educate about the wildlife and land in Alaska and a heritage guide.
And their job is to bring to life some of the stories. We recognize there's many different indigenous groups, and they're speaking from their experience through art, through storytelling, through dance, and we're just really pleased to be able to offer that authenticity to our time on board.
Stoneberg wants to show the delegation a bit about what makes this cruise experience unique and leads them to the dining room of one of the boat's many restaurants to talk over Eggs Benedict and mimosas. Then she leads them on a tour of the 17-deck vessel, which accommodates up to 2,700 passengers and 1,100 crew.
This is called the Social Club, and because we are adults only, we thought it was important to bring out the inner child. And so
she leads them through the casino, shopping center, nightclub, and adult arcade, and even shows them the ship's tattoo parlor, Squid Ink.
We're also the first cruise line to offer a tattoo parlor on board. It's actually very popular. If you want a tattoo, you have to sign up for it, like at the very beginning of the cruise.
Then she takes them behind the scenes to the control room and waste room to walk them through some of the environmental measures the company takes as part of its decarbonization initiative. She says Virgin started off with efficient technologies because its fleet is so young.
And we're considered a hard-to-abate industry, meaning that it's very difficult to transition completely to zero carbon and low carbon fuels to meet our energy demands. But it's something that the industry takes very seriously, and the goal is to be net zero carbon emissions by 2050.
Stoneberg says the company has started to use biofuels and Climon technology, which converts low temperature waste heat from the main engine into useful power, to run its fleet. And three of its four boats have shore power capabilities, which essentially means they can plug the ship into a local electric grid when in port. Virgin Voyages is the newest of about 25 cruise lines operating in Sitka this season, and its arrival comes at a time when the community of just over 8,000 is still grappling with the recent uptick. Cruise ship traffic has more than doubled since before the COVID-19 pandemic. But in 2025, Sitka voters overwhelmingly rejected a ballot measure that would have capped the number of visitors. Tribal Council Chair Yedi Kuka Brady Howard, who is welcomed up to receive a plaque and say a few words on behalf of the tribe, says the relationship between the community and cruise companies is complex.
When we have something like this that's, kind of a floating city coming into our own community, we always have concerns about the impact for us, but also we're responsible for the economic well-being of our people as well. And so we're always walking that line between hoping for the best in terms of the impacts that something like this can have on our community, as well as understanding very much that we require the economic stimulation that these sorts of things bring.
As the tour wraps up, Stoneberg walks the guests to the entrance of the massive boat, plaques in hand. The delegation exits and makes its way back to town as Stoneberg and the crew wait for the Brilliant Lady's nearly 3,000 passengers to wrap up their time in Sitka and load up again before they head onward to their next destination. Tomorrow, another boat will take its place, with more of the roughly 600,000 passengers set to stop in Sitka this season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.